Feelings always follow cognition. Feelings always follow cognition. First comes either our thinking or what we get in from our senses. The feeling always follows. However, in a moment, you can change it. Here's one of my favorite stories. When I was an elementary school principal, the kindergarten teacher called the office. She had a youngster who she was not successful in stopping his crying. I reached into my bag of tricks, pulled out a stethoscope a physician friend gave me, hurried over to the kindergarten room. The kid was still crying. I put the ends of the stethoscope on my ears and rather the end on his chest in three locations, and I proclaimed him healthy. He immediately stopped crying. Now, that's all I did is I diverted his attention, and the emotion follows. This is how the brain-body connection works. What you think is going to prompt a feeling.